From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the New Year's Eve attack on an Istanbul nightclub where 39 people were killed. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkish security forces say they have made their first detentions in connection with the New Year's Eve nightclub attack as a manhunt continues for the attacker. The detentions follow a claim of responsibility for the attack by Islamic State. The group said the nightclub was targeted because it was a place where Christians celebrated their apostles. Citing security sources, Turkish media reported Monday the gunman in the nightclub attack is believed to have come from a Central Asian country, either Kyrgyzstan or Uzbekistan. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Iraqi officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 wounded Monday when a suicide bomber blew up a truck at a market in Baghdad. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. French President François Hollande told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts at preventing terrorist attacks in their home country, after beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials. He vowed that the Islamic State would be beaten. He then visited an autonomous northern area of Kurdistan to meet with French troops there and to talk with local officials. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week. In his speech January 10th in Chicago, Mr. Obama will outline what he sees as his successes in office during his two terms. As president, he also plans to offer his thoughts on where the country is headed as a new administration prepares to take over. This is VOA News. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is tamping down expectations that President-elect Donald Trump will soon disclose new information about U.S. government allegations of Russian hacking during the recent elections. Spicer said Trump will talk about where he thinks things stand, but will not reveal any privileged or classified information on the matter. Police questioned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday night at his official residence in Jerusalem concerning allegations that he received illegal gifts from businessmen. Mr. Netanyahu denies that he is guilty of any wrongdoing. Justice officials acknowledged the questioning but gave no details. One of three Libyan deputy premiers has resigned. Musa al-Kuni, a member of Libya's United Nations-backed presidential council, told reporters Monday that he and his colleagues have failed to achieve stability and good governance in the country. He said problems for Libyans have increased, not decreased, during the rule of the Government of National Accord. Authorities in Gambia have shut down a private radio station, Teranga FM, which translates news from Gambian newspapers into local languages. It was ordered shut down by national security officers on Sunday for unspecified reasons. The action comes amid rising political tensions in Gambia, where the president is refusing to concede defeat in recent elections. A second station near the capital, Hilltop Radio, was also reportedly closed on Monday. India's Supreme Court has ruled politicians cannot use religion, caste, or creed in political campaigns. The court calls doing so a corrupt practice in the so-called secular activity of elections. The ruling comes months before elections in the state of Uttar Pradesh, where caste affiliations and the building of a Hindu temple are among the most pressing campaign issues. Somali officials say at least 7 people were killed, 17 wounded in 2 suicide car bombings near Mogadishu International Airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group is claiming responsibility for the attack. Both explosions took place near Medina Gate, one of the main entrances to the airport. Several houses collapsed from the explosions, and Peace Hotel sustained heavy damage. Efforts were taken to account for people who might be buried in the rubble. Syrian monitors say an airstrike near the Turkish border killed at least 3 extremist leaders late Sunday, including a commander of a militant faction made up of ethnic Uyghurs from western China. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 8 people were killed in the attack in northern Idlib province on a road leading from the town of Sarmata toward the border. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.